Welcome to the Esports Recap, where we cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today we have some Overwatch Upper Bracket Round 1, some Copa Elite 6, Rainbow Six Siege, Let's Make Moves Miami, Smash Ultimate, and some Collegiate Rocket League. So let's get started. Starting us off with the Overwatch League, where they start off their championship with the Upper Bracket Round 1. First, you have London Spitfire going 3-0 over the Philadelphia Fusion. London took Control on Lijiang Tower 2-0, Hybrid 3-2 on Eichenwald, and Escort 3-2 on Route 66. We then go over where we see the Hangzhou Spark take on the Shanghai Dragon. The Hangzhou Spark take it 3-0, taking 2-0 on Control, 3-2 on Hybrid, and 4-3 on Escort. Then you got the Florida Mayhem taking it 3-0 as well. You're gonna see a very common pattern going on here over the Atlanta Reign. Florida took it 2-0 on Control, 3-2 on Hybrid, and 4-3 on Escort. Then the Houston Outlaws finish up our Upper Bracket Round 1 with another 3-0, 4-4 on our 3-0 matches against the Toronto Defiant. They took Control on Busan 2-0, Hybrid 5-4 on Paracio. I don't know how to say that, I realize. And 3-2 on Dorado for Escort. So coming up is the Upper Bracket quarterfinals. Those are being played today, where Dallas Fuel and Hangzhou Spark will play, Seoul Dynasty and Florida Mayhem will play, San Francisco Shock and Houston Outlaws will play, and the Los Angeles Gladiators and the London Spitfire with a final match to talk about. Then between the Gladiators and London, Philadelphia Fusion will play the loser of that. That happening on Tuesday, that's tomorrow. Shanghai Dragons facing the Shock or the Outlaws, depending on who loses. Atlanta Reign taking the loser of Seoul Dynasty or the Florida Mayhem. And the Toronto Defiant taking on either the Fuel or the Spark. Then we're going to move over to Copa Elite 6 Season 22 Stage 3 Rainbow Six Siege we got here. Start us off. We start with the lower bracket semifinal where FaZe Clan and Black Dragons go at it. FaZe Clan taking a 2-1, losing to Black Dragons on the first map on Skyscraper 7-5. Black Dragons took it 4 defense, 3 attack. FaZe taking it 2 attack, 3 defense. Then FaZe taking Chalet 8-7, going 3 attack, 5 defense. Leaving Black Dragon with 3 attack, 4 defense rounds, and FaZe Clan closing it out for their 2-1 victory, going on bank 7-0, shutting out Black Dragons, taking 6 defense, 1 attack round. They then get to play either Team Liquid or W7M Esports. Let's see who it is. So, first map, we got Oregon, where Liquid will take it in overtime 8-6, going 4 attack, 4 defense, and W7M taking 3 defense, 3 attack. Then W7M takes the second map on Villa, going 7-5, taking it 3 attack, 4 defense, and then leaving Liquid with 3 defense, 2 attack. Then we have Border, the final map, where W7M will take it 7-2, going 4 defense, 3 attack, leaving Liquid with just 2 attack rounds, leaving W7M to make it to the grand finals, leaving Team Liquid to face FaZe Clan, where Team Liquid will take bank 7-0, shutting out FaZe Clan after they got shut out themselves. They take 6 defense, 1 attack, leaving FaZe Clan with nothing. And then Theme Park, Liquid takes it 7-4, taking 3 attack, 4 defense, leaving FaZe with 3 defense, 1 attack round. Leaving us with the grand finals, where W7M, they ain't having it. Alright, they ain't going with this. Team Liquid goes down to the losers, come back up, and victory. No. W7 takes it 2-0, going 7-4 on Chalet, taking 4 attack, 3 defense rounds. Team Liquid with 2 defense, 2 attack rounds. And then on bank, W7M takes it in overtime, allowing Liquid to think they got a chance. But taking it 8-6. WCWM W7M gets it 6 attack, 2 defense rounds, leaving Liquid 5 attack, 1 defense round. We don't got to go to Cafe for the third map. Congratulations, W7M, for the championship in the Copa Elite 6. Then let's move on to Let's Make Moves Miami, where we're going to talk about the Ultimate Singles. I will say with the Ultimate Squad Strike, you had first place was Riddle's team. Ultimate Doubles, you had Onan and Akola. The Ultimate Ladder, you had TLOC and Lightning Cam. And in their Beach Volleyball, they had Pat, Gen V, Viri, and Charlie. But Ultimate Singles is really what we care about, truly, because this will help many players... will help one player, I should say, figure out if they're going to Panda Cup. So we're going to start off with the winner's semifinals, where Mute Ace takes it to Riddles. Mute Ace getting it 3-1. They get to move on to the winner's finals, where they'll either face Onan or Zamba, where Onan will take it 3-2, moving on, dropping Zamba to the loser's bracket. So winner's finals, Mute Ace and Onan. Onan, another 3-2, copying his winner's semifinal score, takes it over Mute Ace, sending him down to face the loser's bracket. So let's start with the loser's round one now, where Akola comes up, beating Tweak 3-2, moving him on to the loser's quarterfinals, and Apollo Cage taking it over Ned 3-0. Moving on, where Apollo Cage will face Riddles, but Riddles, a much more dominant player, taking it 3-1 over Apollo Cage. Moving on to either face Akola or Zamba, where Akola will take it 3-2. Moving on to face Riddles, where Akola will sweep a 3-0 over Riddles so he can go and face Mute Ace to see who of them gets to move on to the grand finals and face Onan. Well, it was close, seeing as Akola took the first game, Mute Ace took the second, Akola third, Mute Ace the fourth. But Akola decided to keep that pattern going and takes it 3-2. Going on, facing Onan in the grand finals, where he's got to win a reset. He's got to win and then win again. And Akola did just that, taking it 3-0 over Onan in the grand finals. And then doing it again 3-0 in the grand final reset to be your Let's Make Move Miami's champion. Congratulations, Akola. Can't wait to see you at the Panda Cup. And that's all I have for today. We will not be covering Collegiate Rocket League today. Unfortunately, I am out of time. I'll try to cover the matches that I didn't cover today tomorrow. But that is all I have for today. Tune in tomorrow for some Overwatch League 2022 playoffs, some Euro Siege Playday 9, and some IEM Road to Rio, or not Road to Rio anymore, I'm sorry, the IEM Rio Major Challenger stage. Happy Halloween, and stay tuned.